What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing on a barrel?
We call them the bung.
All right.
I'm a syrup maker, you know.
Well, now, is the bung the place that you turn it on and off?
It's where you pour in or take out, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and does
it's not self-acting. You got to work that yourself, don't you know?
Well, does it have a handle on it, like a spigot?
When I used to make syrup, I applied one. But to start with, we take the barrel, of course, was round. In the center there, we had a great big hole in it. And I, for convenience sake, got one of those that, like in there, on the not so elaborate as our water system now.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it in, turn the flip.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it in, turn it off, cut it off.
Uh-huh.
Turn it on, cut it off.
Well, would you call that a spigot?
Spigot, I did, because it performed the same functions, you know,
mm-hmm.
as the other.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard, where you turn it on and off?
On and off, we call that the hydrant, isn't it?
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
I bring them home in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well,
What do they put them into at the store?
Well, paper bags or cartons.
Okay.
We use both, you know. I bought a carton of Coca-Cola Saturday, and we call that cartons.
Okay.
So they go buy groceries, and they put them in a paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
We call that...
Not a shopping bag, but something else.
Not a shopping bag, no. It's
100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes.
Feed sack, a food container, several different names, called under different names.
Okay. Well, now, would you ever call it a word that has to do with what it's made of? A certain kind of sack? Or
well,
bag?
Sometimes we do. We call them toe sacks, and we make one out of a knit fabric-like. There's several different kinds. We sometimes designate them as being certain materials.
What do you call a small musical instrument about this long and about this high that you blow on?
That's a harp.
All right. And what about something that's pretty much, well, it's not really like that, but it's shaped like this, and you pick it?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other?
That's a seesaw, isn't it?
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Somebody might cut off a little pine tree and put a board across it and a pin in it and go round.
I know what you mean. You
played on them many a time?
Yeah. Let me see now. What is the name of that? Mama, what did we call when we was playing? Those are little... We'd sauce off a bush up here above the ground.
Yeah.
And we'd bore a hole in...
Did you call it merry-go-round?
I think that's a pretty good... they'd swing, you know. We'd put a bolt through there,
yeah.
And we could go round and round, or you could go up and down.
Uh-huh.
And so
what would you call it?
Merry-go-round.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with out in the field?
We call that a whetstone.
Okay. Now, let's see. Will you help me draw some different kinds of wood fences? What were some different kinds of wood fences that people used to use?
Used to have? Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I'll let you do the...
I'll do the drawing then, if you like.
Yeah,
well, here, will you draw it on this?
No, I'm going to give you... You can beat me.